Tom Homan pins Minneapolis Democrats. Why so silent about mass deaths under Biden? By Neil Munro on January 30, 2026. Deportation advisor Tom Homan slammed Democrats who are now loudly mourning the tragic deaths of two Americans for their orchestrated silence amid the mass deaths of Americans and migrants during President Joe Biden's tenure. Democratic politicians are continuously attacking us, Homan told reporters at a January 29 press conference in Minneapolis. But he added, "Where were they the last 4 years when the number of women and children being sex trafficked was an all-time high? Where were they when 250,000 Americans died from fentanyl coming across the border? Where were they when women and children were dying making that journey? Where were they when over 4,000 aliens making that journey died? A historic record. Where were they? Not a word. President Trump promised to make this country safer, and that is what we are doing," Homan said. Breitbart News has tracked the huge number of migrants lured to their deaths as Biden and his deputies welcomed at least 10 million migrants into Americans' communities, workplaces, schools, and politics. Hundreds of thousands of young Americans died from fentanyl and other drugs as Biden's deputies directed border security units to help migrants cross the border and claim some form of legal tie to the United States. His deputies, including his pro-migration border chief Alejandro Mayorkas, spent billions of dollars guiding, feeding, sheltering, and training migrants while claiming they did not have the funds to deploy drug-detecting X-ray machines at the U.S. border. But drug deaths have dropped 20% in Trump's first year as his deputies blocked migrants and sank drug boats at sea. Many Americans, such as Georgia student Lack and Riley, have been killed by migrant murderers or drivers. Yet many Democrats denounce new laws that help Americans deport foreign criminals. Under Biden, thousands of child and adult migrants died on their way north, and many more were raped by bandits and cartels, yet Democrats insisted they were fleeing humanitarian crises. In 2025, Rolling Stone revisited the jungle paths and reported, "In October 2024, it took Edinson almost 4 days to cross the Darien Gap by foot, passing 4 corpses during the last stretch of the jungle. The emaciated remains of a mother and daughter who died hugging, a woman who looked like she'd just been shot in the head, the decomposed body of what appeared to be an elderly man, and many, many human bones and skulls lined the edges of the swampy, overgrown paths. Almost all of them, migrants, have seen someone die or disappear." Ivan Aguilar, who works for Oxfam, a pro-migration aid group, told Rolling Stone. "There were two images of his treacherous journey north that he couldn't get out of his head," Albinson Linners from Telemundo.com said about a Venezuelan migrant named Johan Torres. "The first was how a migrant, person who resisted a robbery in Mexico, was killed with a machete. The other happened in the Panama jungle, when he saw a man leave behind his young daughter, waist-deep in mud. He left her there, lying in the mud and crying. And I couldn't do anything because I was dying of exhaustion. But I can't forget that," he said with tears in his eyes. Many additional migrants were killed while working illegally in jobs throughout the United States. The New York Daily News reported on the death of a child migrant in 2017. A 14-year-old delivery boy who was fatally struck while pedaling across a Brooklyn street had come to the U.S. alone and dreamed of seeing his Guatemalan parents again, his devastated uncle told the Daily News on Sunday. "He was new here. He only came a year ago," Estuardo Vicente said. "But he wanted to help his parents. He sent them money whenever he could." Amid Biden's welcome, the rape of migrants was routine. According to multiple reports, "I saw many people raped. I saw them left naked and beaten. One, two, or three of them grab you and rape you, and then the next one comes and rapes you again, and if you scream, they beat you." Once across the border, many female migrants were forced into prostitution or crime to help pay their smuggling debts, yet Democrats insisted on welcoming more migrants. Though she fears getting arrested, Camilla said she turned to sex work. Prostitution, through a friend in a desperate bid to earn money while waiting for her work authorization documents, Independent.org reported on November 2024. The site continued. Camilla arrived in New York City from Venezuela around a year ago, and lives in a Bronx migrant shelter with her husband and 6-year-old son. "I just run away to wherever and hide on another street," Camilla told the Independent. I wait for the police to leave, then come out again. Yet Democrats are creating holy sites at the locations where two Americans were killed during altercations with ICE. I felt like I was standing on holy ground. Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, told Ms. No. But Democrats may be more willing to reduce the pro-migration chaos in their cities. Now that a court in Seattle, Washington, has approved a $30 million judgment against the city for failing to stop the murder of an American by Democratic-affiliated rioters,